Genesis chapter 4, I mean, Numbers chapter 14.
Uh-huh.
I got Genesis down here too, but anyway, we're going Numbers chapter 14.
Well,
6 through 9.
All right.
While you're still trying to find it, we're going to do our confession of faith.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God.
Therefore, I am entitled.
Therefore, I'm entitled
to covenant kindness.
To covenant kindness.
And covenant favor.
And covenant favor.
The favor of God,
is
among the righteous.
Is among the righteous.
The favor of God,
surrounds the righteous.
Therefore, it surrounds me. In everywhere I go.
And in
everything I do.
I expect
the favor of God
to be a full manifestation
in my life.
Never again
would I be without the favor of God.
It rests richly upon me.
It profusely abides in me.
I'm a part of the generation
that is experiencing God's favor immeasurably, limitlessly,
and surpassingly.
Therefore,
favor produces
supernatural increase,
promotions,
restoration,
honor,
increased assets,
greater victories,
prominence,
preferential treatment,
petitions granted,
policies and rules
changed,
and battles won
in which I do not have to fight.
The favor of God
goes before me.
Therefore,
my life
will never be the same.
This is the time
of God's favor
in my life.
That's the favor of God.
That's the favor of God.
What you say?
That part.
Yeah, that part.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Numbers chapter 14. 6 through 9.
Uh-huh.
Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jehanah, who were among those who scouted out the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite community, "The land we passed through and explored is an extremely good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us into this land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and give it to us. Only don't rebel against the Lord.
Yes.
And don't be afraid of the people of the land, for we will devour them."
Yes.
Their protection has been removed from them. And the Lord is with us.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of them.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for your word. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God. Let your word, Lord God, save, Lord God.
Yes.
Let the black backside be proclaimed, Lord
yes.
God. Lord God, sick bodies healed, Lord God.
Yes. Hallelujah,
Jesus. And saved, Lord God. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord God, we pray your word, Lord God, prick the hearts and minds of your people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Against every system, every idea, what they experienced in their life.
Thank
you. Lord God, let your word prevail. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look to your neighbor like you're looking to him. Prophesying to him.
Says,
Your future
is hungry.
Your future
is hungry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said your future is hungry.
All right.
Yeah. Your future is hungry.
Hungry.
It's going to eat something up. And you got to watch what you feed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because you know when you eat food, it has a delay effect on you.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It has a delay effect if you ate the wrong thing.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Huh? It'll show up later.
Uh-huh.
And it might show up at a time you don't need to show up. You may have to be somewhere, but it'll be giving you props. Amen. The Bible says that Caleb and Joshua were amongst the spies that Moses sent out to do reconnaissance on the land. The land of Canaan. Amen. There were two out of the total 12. Amen. There was 12 spies sent to spy on the land of Canaan. To see what needed to be done. To see what was going on. Amen. Because God had promised them that land. Amen. He had promised it. He had prophesied himself. Amen. Because God speak those things that are not, though they were. Amen. He don't need your applause. He don't need your vote. He don't need your nod. He don't need none of that. He can say what he need to say regardless of your circumstances. Amen. We go hundreds of years before when he promised their ancestor Abraham. Amen. Promised him that the land that he went through in Genesis chapter 12, verse 6. The Bible says that Abraham passed through the land site of Shechem at the oak of Moriah. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land, and the Lord appeared to Abraham. To your offspring will I give this land.
Yes.
So he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he moved on to the hill country east of Bethel and pitched a tent, with Bethel being at the west and Ai being at the east. He built an altar to the Lord there. And he called on the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Then Abraham journeyed by stages to Negev. Amen. The place where God told Abraham that he was going to give him that land. Amen. He prophesied. He said, you and your offspring. They're going to have possession of this land.
Yeah.
He prophesied because God fed his future.
Yeah.
Amen. He spoke a word to Abraham's future. Him and his offspring.
Okay.
Amen. That's why you got to be careful not to be feeding your future the wrong thing.
Come on.
Amen. Some of the stuff that you may have going on in your life may have been prophesied. Amen. I didn't mean to say that. Oops, I said the wrong thing. That's why you got to watch what come out your mouth.
That's right.
Huh? Because like those 12 spies, 10 out of 12 came with a negative report.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Amen. They went into the land of Canaan. And they went and they seen several different enemies there. The Bible says that they seen the descendants of Anak. He was part of the Nephilim, amen, regime.
That's right.
The Nephilah offspring. Nephilah was the offspring of the fallen angels, amen, who were kicked out of heaven.
Well,
amen. Later on, those angels looked on the women of men. And they lay with them and they had offspring. And the Bible says that the offspring were worse than the angels who got kicked out of heaven. But they called them the Nephilim. They were giants. Some ranging from 10 to 20 feet tall or more. In the land of Canaan.
All right.
Amen. And the Bible says not only were they in that land, the Amalekites were in that land. The Hittites, the Jebusites, amen, the Amorites, mm-hmm, and the Canaanites. Yeah. All them ites. Uh-huh. Amen. Termites. You know, they'll eat your house up, you know. You better watch for them mites now.
That's right.
Them ites come and get you.
That's right.
Amen. But the Bible says where they were supposed to possess the land, they had things there that could eat them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Amen. They were there for 40 days doing assessments. Mm-hmm. 12 men who had the same instructions. Amen. Had the same evidence that God could do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think.
Yeah.
Led them out of Egypt, uh-huh, by cloud by day, uh-huh, leading them to the right place,
uh-huh,
and by a pillar of fire by night, uh-huh, leading them to the right place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Showed them miracles in the desert when they had lack with food. Miracles in the desert when they didn't have any water to drink. The God who had good things in mind for their future, who fed their future, they doubted him because of what they had seen in that land. Did not take in consideration the miracles before they even got there, that they outnumbered the enemy. You got to be careful when you give in to a sudden moment.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You have to be careful when you give in to a sudden announcement from the doctor. We've seen this on your screen, that you had this CT, this CAT scan. Mm-hmm. Amen. This MRI. Amen. This, it don't look good. Amen. But see, you can sit to yourself and say, I didn't live through a lot of things that didn't look good.
Hallelujah.
And he delivered me out of all them.
Because
if I would have stayed in a life of sin, I would have died a long time ago. But he saved me and brought me out of that. This sudden moment don't change my mind about who God is. I'm going to still stand on his word. I'm going to believe he's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. A mighty God. The Prince of Peace. The everlasting Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. They got their instructions from Moses. And they went out there. And because they seen this stuff, it only announces that they didn't have a relationship. Amen. It announces that those 10 men who came with a negative report did not have a relationship. Amen. Huh?
Yes.
Huh? Isn't it amazing where you got people that comes to a gathering, didn't set it up, didn't fix the food, didn't put no sweat equity in it, telling folks to tell, this ain't no good. We need more than this. Amen. Huh? Y'all should have choose another venue. Huh? Had us going there. You know we couldn't get over there and do nothing over there with them people. You know we didn't have the manpower to do this. The Bible says when they seen these enemies in that land, they came with this report. Amen. Now in Genesis, God is telling Abraham that this is yours.
Yeah.
You and your offspring. Yeah. Abraham didn't know how much offspring that he had. God said, look at the stars. You can't number them. The grain of sand, you can't count them. That's his offspring.
Yes.
And even today, while we have different perspectives of religious, the Christians and the Muslims. Amen. If you go back in history, you got Isaac and you got Esau. I mean, Ishmael. Amen. Ishmael was something that man planned. Isaac, the Bible says, was the promised son.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And you got Israel fighting with the Talibans or Iraq people. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's something that's been on because it went back to Abraham.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Ishmael was trying to kill Isaac when Isaac was a little boy.
That's right.
And the Bible says that Sarah seen it. And told Abraham, said, "You get that Ishmael and his mama, amen. And you get him out of this, get him out of our community.
Right.
Cast them out, mm-hmm. Amen." Mm-hmm. Bible said Abraham didn't want to do it, but God said, "Hearken to your wife's voice, mm-hmm. Amen."
Right.
Hmm,
right.
Amen. Sometimes we be trying to get along with trouble. Amen. Trying to get along with trouble. Huh? Amen. You say you stay over there, and I stay over here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because you can't make two visions that's divisions come together.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Amen.
You trying to kill what God gave me. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? These men came with this report. In Numbers 13, verse 30, it says, "Then Caleb quiet the people." Amen.
Amen.
In the presence of Moses, and said, "Let us go now to take possession of the land." It's not later. It's now. It's the time.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
Amen.
Right.
You got to be careful of procrastination. Procrastination will kill your momentum.
Come on.
Yes. Amen. And most of the time people procrastinate because they're not sure.
Uh-huh.
Amen. They're fearful.
Yes.
Amen. They don't want to take a risk.
Yes.
But you're going to take a risk standing right there or you're going forward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everybody going to die under the sun. But at least I'm going to have a shade tree on mine.
Amen.
You can die in the complete sun if you want. I'm going to have a shade tree. I'm not dying in this wilderness.
Come on.
So somebody got to move.
Yeah.
Procrastination will kill your momentum.
Amen.
He said now. Caleb said now is the time. Because we can certainly conquer it.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But the men who had gone up with him responded, "We cannot attack people because they are stronger than we are." So they gave a negative report to the Israelites about the land they had scouted. "The land we passed through to explore is one that devours its inhabitants.
Amen.
And all the people we saw in it are men of great size. We even saw the Nephilim." There, the descendants of Anak came from the Nephilim. To ourselves, we seem like grasshoppers. And we must have seen the same in them. They said, when we compare ourselves to those Nephilim, when we stand side by side, we look like grasshoppers compared to them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's amazing, though, when you go all the way back down to the 14th chapter and the 9th verse, it says, "Only don't rebel against the Lord. And don't be afraid of the people in the land." This is Caleb's talking. For we will devour them. And he goes on to say this. He said, their protection has been removed.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Said their protection has been removed. Now, it couldn't be nobody protecting them. Amen. What happened was their time in that land was up. And the word of the Lord has said, I'm moving all this time right here. It's time for y'all to move in. Amen. That's why you can't sit here and procrastinate. When it's your time, it's your time. When it's your time to be delivered, it's your time. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's when God gives you something, you can't procrastinate because you don't know who you're holding up. When he tells you to encourage somebody, pray for somebody, help somebody, you don't know the effect of it. The Bible said that those people were so mad that they even spread those lies through the community, saying, we can't do this. He said they plotted to even kill Moses. Amen. But the Bible says, while the community threatened to stone them, the glory of the Lord appeared to all the Israelites at the tent of meeting. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right.
It's amazing because God said, I already fixed this fight for you.
Yes.
I already spoken into your future. Yes. I fed your future myself.
Yes.
Amen. I fed it myself. And you don't want to eat. He told Moses, he said, I'm tired of these people complaining and despising me. And this is what God's saying to Moses. He said, I'm going to go and get lay waste of them. That's what God said now. And Moses had to talk on the behalf of the people. Said, Lord, you got all these other nations looking now. If you lay waste to them, they're going to say, well, he brought them out of Egypt just to kill all of them. Amen. Mm-hmm. He said, well, you know what? I'm going to listen to you because you requested me to save them. Mm-hmm. He said, but this is what I'm going to do. For those 40 days that was doing the spying on Canaan, that's going to be a year for every day
that
I'm going to let them wander in the wilderness.
Yeah.
He said, and everybody who's 20 and older got to die. Mm-hmm. They're not going to walk in the promised land. Only one I'm going to promise that's going to walk in the promised land is Caleb and Joshua.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's why you got to watch what come out your mouth.
Yes.
Because if you feed something contrary to the word of God, you might be wandering for 40 years. You might be held up for 40 years. And you might not even come out. You might just go to your grave. That's why you can't say everything that comes to your mind. Because God has fed your future.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 29:11 said, the plans that I have for you.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Huh? Amen. A hope and a future, he says, he gave to you. Amen. Mm-hmm. So why are you going to speak something that's going to demise it? That's going to try to tear it down? And to make matters worse, you try to convince other people. You don't work in the ministry, but you talk about it.
Amen.
Amen. Folks go to church and stuff like that. I'm not talking about this one. I'm just saying. I've been around a long, a little while. Amen. Don't do nothing. And they'll go around. Well, the old folks say back in the day, they get on that telephone. They used to call it back then in the old church. They said, you getting on that telephone, spreading gossip and lies. And these are what those men done. Amen. Surely in your life, you're going to face opposition.
Amen.
I done seen rich people that couldn't get rid of sickness. They was rich, but they had to deal with sickness. Amen. People didn't have no money. They had to deal with the poverty situations. On every level, basically, you're going to have some opposition.
Amen.
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 Amen. But you got to know this. God don't care about your opposition.
That's right.
Amen. If he told you that you could inhabit, take the land, take the position on your job.
Yes.
Amen. Even be the president of the United States. And you ain't even served a day in. Amen. In Congress or nothing else. You ain't even been the mayor of Bessemer City.
Come on.
And it looked like that's an impossible thing for you to do.
Uh-huh.
But if God told you, he fed your future.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Why do we grab the negative? Why do we always see the negative? Amen. Most of the traffic issues on the highway that you were seeing, not so much that it was a bad accident by itself. It's the people that won't ride by it. They always trying to see what happened. That 30-minute delay, you added 15 minutes on it because you trying to find out what. Look at that right there. Slowing down, riding past, trying to get pictures and stuff. I've seen people try to videotape stuff. Isn't it amazing how people will sit there and watch you die?
That's right.
Amen. Watch you struggle. Amen.
Amen.
What is that?
Yeah.
Why do people do that? You'll probably holler. I was at work, and it was amen. The lady, she messed up herself, but, that's beside the point. Anyway, she had a pilot that was falling off of the forklift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the item wasn't too heavy, so it wouldn't have crushed her if it would have fell on her. But she was on the side of the pilot. She got off the forklift on the side of the pilot, trying to push the pilot back this way. And she was screaming help. Before I could figure out what she was doing, I was way away from her. I heard somebody say, help, help. And the guy that was at the roller in the back near where she was, he had earphones in. So he didn't hear nothing she was saying. Didn't hear nothing that she was saying. Amen. And she's saying, help, help. Amen. The children of Israel were looking for the promised land. Amen. Crying, help, help. And you get this other conversation of this negative stuff coming in to your help.
Amen.
Amen. Why does God have to continue to provide provisions for you when he done made a space for you? Amen. He made a place where you can dwell, where you can prosper. And your answer is that the challenges are too big for me?
Uh-oh.
Who said you had to take them out? They didn't even discuss no fighting strategy. All they had to do was go look at what was in the land. Amen. And you got different confessions. Out of the 10, two came back. Out of 12 total, two came back with a different report. They there, but we can take them. Amen. Huh? And your Nephilim may not be a tall person. It might be financial. Huh? It might be something inherited in your family with a condition. Amen. But you know what you say? It might have happened to them family members right there, but I'm going to get the victory over this thing.
Amen.
Huh? We dealt with poverty so long. But I'm going to be the one to change the trajectory from now on out.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Look at all those millions of people who died in Egypt before they got out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you got people confessing, saying, well, we can't take the land. We should have just stayed in Egypt. We should have died in Egypt. Going back.
Right, right.
Going back should never be an option.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I said going back should never be an option.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The fact that you made it this far let you know that you didn't sit there and came a long way.
Yes.
Don't you let nobody talk you into turning around.
Amen.
It's amazing that two people would get to go to the promised land.
That's right. That's right.
At the time, out of them millions of folks out there, amen. God said, I'm going to let a whole nother generation come and they can go. But this generation we got right here, 20 and older ain't going. He said, I'm gonna let the crops that you grow grow desolate. Amen. He said, Moses, he said, turn these folks around and go back to the Red Sea. That's what he said. Amen. Read the rest of the chapter. He said, take them back to the Red Sea. Take them as close as back to Egypt as you can get them. I'm going to make you start all over. Amen. When I used to be in a Bible school, the professor said that God can let them go into confusion so bad that the desert was a big place. When they got to one side of the desert, it was wintertime. When they got to the other side of the desert, it was summer.
That's right.
So it kept on confusing them, and they kept on wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Amen. I'm going to ask you today, how many years you know you got left?
Amen.
You got 40 years left?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You guarantee you got 40 years left to be rebellious.
Uh-huh.
40 years to stay in sin. Amen.
Amen.
40 years to be confused. Huh? 40 years to be stuck. Well, that's what my sister, brother, my grandma taught me. Yeah, they died in the wilderness.
Right.
Amen. Because of disobedience. Huh?
Amen.
But the Bible says, the day you hear my voice,
yes.
Harden not your heart.
Amen.
I don't care about nobody, what nobody else say. That's what God said. I don't care. It don't matter what nobody else say. Is what I say. He said, when you hear me talking, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to advise you not to harden your heart. Amen. Because today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't know when it's your last day.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have 40 years. You may not have 40 seconds.
Amen.
Amen. But your future is hungry. Amen. And as children of God, you have to speak his word into your future.
Amen.
Amen. Despite your challenges, despite opposition, you have to speak his word, not what you see. For the things that you see are temporal, but the things that you do not see are eternal. Amen. Your future is home.
Hallelujah.
And if you go on God's word, you got a future.
Amen.
Amen. If you go on your word, you don't have a future.
Amen.
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 You got a reoccurring past.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm more in enthused. I'm more emphatic about trying to see what God has for me. What God has for his people. Amen.
Amen.
And you can't do that bringing a negative report.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Hmm?
Amen.
Amen. I don't care if you don't like me. I got over that a long time ago. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? Amen. I got over that a long time ago. Because sometimes folks that you're supposed to love, you don't like.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I say it like my grandma used to say. She said, you can eat they doo-doo and the devil still have something to complain about.
Amen.
Amen. That means nothing you do going to satisfy him. Amen.
Amen.
So I learned to get over folks. I get my energy when you don't like me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. When you go through a department and stuff like that, you start changing stuff, people ain't going to like it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. When God tells you what to do, where you need to go, people are not going to like it. But he didn't tell them. He told you.
That's right.
He fed. He telling you. He feeding your future.
Amen.
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 And they can't put what he gave you in their mouth.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You gotta swallow his word.
Amen.
You gotta swallow his promise.
Amen.
You gotta swallow what he prophesied over you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Every time you walk past, say, he ain't feeding you. He feeding me.
Amen.
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 I plan to be here for a while.
Amen.
You better get used to it.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I love what he fixed for me.
Amen.
Amen. I would not let you fix nothing for me. I'm not eating none of your prophecies.
Amen.
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 I'm eating his.
That's right.
What he told me. Amen.
Amen.
You better do the same.
Yeah.
Amen. Because nothing can feed your future but God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Your future is home.
Amen.
Amen. Surrounded by the enemy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet had to pray for the servant's eyes to be open.
That's right.
And when God opened the servant's eyes, the servant seen that the army of the Lord was surrounding the enemy.
Yes. Yes.
Realized that it was more of God's people, more of God's army than the enemy. And you trying to decide with your eyes, with what you see,
uh-huh.
what's around you,
uh-huh.
how it feels.
Uh-huh.
Faith, the evidence of faith.
Amen.
You don't see it,
right.
but faith.
Yes.
Amen. God said, I did all of this stuff before you even got here to feed your future, to build your rapport, huh?
Amen.
To make you spiritually healthy,
yes.
confident,
yes.
strong, to take this territory.
Yes.
And you constantly sitting here saying, it ain't going to happen. When it's an altar from Abraham. That sits as a covenant in the supernatural. You trying to go against the altar. Amen. It wasn't just what they said. It's what they was trying to prophesy against. And I'm going to tell you this. If God said it, you better be weary of trying to prophesy against what he said. Amen.
Amen.
You can't reverse feed what God has already fed.
Say so.
Because he fed it way before you came into existence.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He said before you was even formed in your mother's womb, before you even touched earth in any kind of capacity,
yes.
I knew you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Glory,
thank you.
Yo Your seed didn't even wasn't even in the womb yet, and I knew you.
Yes.
And I ordained you.
Yes.
And you telling me that you can't do what I already ordained. And if it wasn't for a faithful servant
yes.
that stood in proxy for them,
yes.
God would have killed every last one of them.
Yes.
That's how mad he was.
Jesus.
He would have killed every last one of them.
Amen.
You better watch that altar.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Some of us got saved because somebody built an altar. That song, Somebody Prayed For Me.
Yes.
They was praying because they had an altar.
Yes.
Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me.
Yes.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
you need to get rid of a schizophrenic enemy.
All right.
Amen. 400 something years when they was in Egypt in slavery praying for deliverance. But when they get delivered and get to their promise, they sit here recanting.
Come on.
You either want to be free or you need to stay a slave.
Come on.
You can't occupy the same space with the same position at the same time.
Come on.
You can't be free and a slave. You can't be rich and poor.
Come on.
You can't be a man wanting to be a woman.
Amen.
Amen. You might not like it, but it's a truth anyhow.
Amen.
And if you don't turn, you're going to burn in hell. That's just how it is. T.I.E. is what they used to say, right? That's how T.I.E. is. Amen.
Amen.
You can be friends whenever you talk. You say, well, that's just how they are. Well, I'm telling you now.
Amen.
God already fed your future.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't come in this earth realm as a woman, you a man.
That's right.
If you didn't come in this earth realm as a man, you a woman.
Yes, sir.
For you to sit there and prophesy something different, damnation is going to come to your soul if you don't repent.
Come on,
amen. I don't care if you like it or you don't. I told you I don't care if you like me or not.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not one of the ones going to turn. I'm used to doing stuff alone anyway. God trained me like that. Amen. I done been on many jobs, couldn't get no help.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave me the wisdom to get it done anyway.
Yeah.
Now that I'm getting a little older, I thank the Lord for it.
Because
if he trained me with help,
mm-hmm. Yeah, always
needed.
That's right.
And they left, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be in a mess.
Come on,
amen. But he trained me with no help.
So
I know that all of my help
comes
from the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus. That's why sometimes you don't get no help.
Yeah.
He wants you to know that all your help comes from him.
Yeah.
I said that's that Naphtali stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I ain't got no help. I ain't got nothing. Straighten your back up.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And keep on walking forward and possessing the land.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So I'm trying to jump on you. You better fight with the word.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I be saying, you know what? It seems like I be trying to. The enemy be trying to attack me on Sundays,
right.
On Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. Amen. I said the devil is a lie.
That's right.
You done tried to do it too many times,
mm-hmm.
And you done failed.
Come on.
Huh? Amen. And I'm not going to give in to it. You rebuke that enemy and how your body feel. Out the blue. He said I was healed.
That's right.
And that's exactly how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Amen. If God said you was healed, there's no other conversation to have. Period.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I don't care if you got a little ache here, a little ache there. I'm walking by faith.
That's right.
Not by feel.
Come on.
Amen. The Bible says by walk by faith and not by sight.
That's
but
right.
If you dissect sight, it's feelings in there. All those senses come into play when you see something that seems like it's fearful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Still got to get up off of you.
That's right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you keep walking.
That's right.
Because he already fed your future.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's why you need to walk in your gift. What has God given you to do?
Yes.
Gifts and talents. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You can't be fearful of what he has given you.
Amen.
Because he wouldn't have gave it to you if he hadn't already spoken into your future.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Your future has already been fed. Your part is to continue to repeat what he said. Amen. And you do that by being obedient.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You ain't going to have no help up in this mud. Because all your help comes from the Lord.
Yes.
They didn't have no 500,000-600,000 people going to do no reconnaissance over the land, the spy. He said 12. Because 12 is the covenant.
Uh-huh.
Amen. 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They put 12 stones at the Red Sea when they crossed over.
That's right.
As a memorial, a reminder of what God had done.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It was too many covenants for them to recant, to go back. So they were sentenced to 40 years.
Yes.
Amen. If you on the cusp of getting healed, amen,
amen,
and you facing the worst report that you ever got from the doctor, come on now, amen.
Amen,
before you got close to Canaan, everything was all right.
Yeah.
But when you got close, when you got on the cusp, when you got on at the threshold, here come the worst report. Amen. That report came to keep you from crossing over. But you need to tell all your situations, every circumstance that I'm crossing over.
That's right. That's right. Crossing over. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. I'm taking over the land.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The trajectory of my family from here on out.
Amen.
It's going to be different.
That's right.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
When somebody come talking something crazy other than what God had already spoken to your future, fed your future, you are rebuking.
That's right.
Stop staying quiet.
Yeah.
Letting them talk for you. Put a spoon they selected in your mouth. The devil is a lie. You ain't feeding me.
No, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
People who get fed is people who've been shut down. You didn't hear what I said.
Wow.
People who are getting fed is people who have been shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You are not people who have been shut down.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
God expects you to feed your future.
That's right.
And you feed it by what he has given you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody need prayer?
Amen.
For anything?
Amen.
Need to receive salvation?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The altar is open.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we just give God the glory.
Amen.
God, bless those who have to give.
Thank you.
And those who desire to but don't have it, Lord God.
Yes.
Bless them in a supernatural, mighty way.
Yes.
Lord God, some folks in here need a house.
Yes.
Need transportation.
Yes.
Need breakthroughs in their finances.
Yes.
Lord God, I'm asking you personally.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. The land that you have for them, that they possess, not looking to the left nor to the right. Hallelujah, Lord. But looking straight ahead to what you have fed in their future. Lord God, we ask for those promises, Lord God, those requests, those petitions in Jesus' name to come to fruition right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you glory, Lord God. Because we have a heart for you.
Yes.
Our intentions for you is to give you glory.
Yes.
To please you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we give your name, glory, honor, and praise. Because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
We will rejoice
and
be glad in.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Travel in mercy, Lord God. As they go to their various destinations, Lord. Lord God, let them, Lord God, know. Regardless of what's going on around them, Lord God. They can take the land.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you glory. Amen.